with most public spaces still closed across the state until at least April 30th, people in the performing arts are doing what they do best. That's getting creative. Wyoming Public Radio's Megan Feary has more on how the arts are adapting during the pandemic.
You know, Grandpa, he wore a suit to dinner almost every day.
That's John Seidel performing live on YouTube at the Jackson Hole Hootenanny last month. The Hootenanny, or The Hoot, is an acoustic musical showcase performed every Monday night at Dornan's, a local bar and restaurant just outside the entrance to Grand Teton National Park. And except for extreme weather, it's never been canceled. Then the pandemic happened.
And we had hoots, I think, through the end of February. And then, you know, we're starting to think about, good grief, is Dornan's still going to be open?
On March 19th, Dornan's closed, along with all other bars, theaters, nightclubs, and most other public spaces in Wyoming. For those in the performing arts who rely on a live audience, it was shocking. Ann Mason runs Relative Theatrics, a theater company in Laramie, and says the pandemic forced performers to get resourceful.
Theater artists were good at adapting and at creating new worlds under high pressure. I mean, that's what we do on a daily basis. It's what we're trained for.
So, like the Hootenanny, the theater company went online. Relative Theatrics began holding weekly virtual play readings. In Sheridan, WYO Performing Arts and Education launched Virtual Vaudeville, an online performance series that anyone can participate in. Executive Director Aaron Butler says it was important that they do something.
When crisis happens, you react with art. So you react with theater, you react with a place to bring people together and experience something together and have a conversation and maybe just be uplifted for a minute. But it's so strange that that's not even allowed.
And, Butler adds, it's really not that unique.
Even in, like, World War II, theater and art and these things still existed to just help get people through. So it's critical, in my opinion.
But it's hard without an audience. The Hootenanny has upwards of 25 musicians all performing from home. So while many are grateful to still perform, John Seidel says it's a big adjustment.
You start playing a few songs and nothing happens. I mean, is anybody out there? I don't know. The only feedback you get is looking at yourself on the screen and saying, well, let's see, am I too close? Am I too far away? Whatever.
Ann Mason of Relative Theatrics also finds the experience strange, but sees it as an opportunity for performers to hone their craft.
There's a lot of feedback that we get as performers from our audience members. When you hear them gasp or laugh, there's a reinforcement there that, like, okay, I'm doing a good job. You don't have that when it's virtual. So as the performer, you really have to trust yourself and the work that you have done because you're not going to be getting that real-time feedback.
But while live feedback can't happen, both Mason and Seidel found that live streams more than doubled their audience with viewers from all over.
We had an actor who was in LA, and then we had a playwright in Illinois, and we had former subscribers that have moved away from Laramie who got to reconnect with Relative Theatrics.
There's a fellow who's stuck in Thailand who has been watching us.
While performing might be strange for the artist, Ann Mason says it helps her.
I really believe in the arts. I believe so, so, so wholeheartedly in theater and the power of theater. I'm really falling back on that faith that I have in these moments where I get scared.
She adds that in times like these, art has worth.
The value of theater and the value of the art to make a space to be there for each other in a really difficult moment of time that is so anxiety-ridden. Hopefully, the theater can provide some relief and create a space where we can be safe.
But they all can't wait to get together in front of a live audience again sometime soon. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Megan Feary.